what is happening in Starkville, Mississippi. I just don't think we have any idea how things are going. David Murray writes for DogsBite.com. Follow him on Twitter at DogsBite Magazine. He is with us now on the Bud Light Hotline. And David, because of some of the unknown, just update us on how things are going. I know spring ball is underway, but a brand new offense with some personnel that may not be perfect fits, going to be asked to be doing very different things. What's the latest that you have of the direction of things in Starkville this spring?
Well, gentlemen, good to speak with you. And I will kind of summarize the difference that we can expect this season, certainly this spring, in one incident. On the very first play of 11 of 11 2 weeks ago when spring camp began, it was a running play. And that's not an aspersion thrown on Mike Leach, but it just shows that Kevin Barbet is here to balance out the offense. Now, whether that's play calling balance, yardage balance, that has yet to be defined. But the fact is Mississippi State is committing again to running the ball, and the ripple effect on the offensive line, Cole Smith moving to center, Stephen Lasoya staying at guard. They're doing some, also adding tight end to it. I mean, goodness knows, State hadn't signed tight end since Joe Moorhead. In fact, actually for Dan Mullen, Joe Moorhead just inherited some tight ends. And now you've got three junior college tight ends as transfers, a Georgia guy, and you have Jaquarius Spivey, who's coming back from TCU for one more year at tight end. So you're seeing the emphasis has shifted to the ground game, certainly early in spring.
So what exactly does that equate to in your eyes? Does that mean a balanced approach offensively? Does that mean maybe a run primary approach offensively? I mean, obviously I know that's going to be a point of emphasis because it's been largely ignored the last couple of years, but at the same time, I mean, does that indicate a massive seismic shift, or are they just trying to catch that part of their offense up to the passing game, which is obviously very good?
I think a balance in between. They're definitely trying to catch it up. Mike Leach was not totally averse to running the ball. It's just that his style of running was not really in the favor of the running backs and certainly not a running quarterback. That just wasn't in his makeup. In fact, you notice that Mississippi State picked up Mike Wright from Vanderbilt, and he definitely is going to have a role in this offense. He's not going to unseat Will Rogers as a starter, but when State gets in short yardage or goal line, you've got that option to plug him in for the quarterback keepers. So he's already, in fact, showed it in practice. But, yeah, State is getting back to the ground game, which historically is what they do. And, in fact, and Cole, you can relate to this as well, too. In the South, offensive linemen you bring out of high school generally are trained better in the ground game and have to be taught pass blocking. Well, State spent 3 years trying to teach these guys wide split type blocking without a tight end to support them, without a running back to support them. Now they're going back to something that all these linemen, whether high school, junior, college transfers, are much more comfortable with. And frankly, I think Will Rogers is more comfortable with it as well. Yes, he's played air raid all his life, but he ran the ball or handed off the ball a lot in high school. He likes doing it now. State has shown both a semi-pistol type set. They've shown a true I set. They put the tight end behind the tackle. They put him up in a true tight end position. They flanked out the tight end. You're just going to see a much more variety of offense using the running backs, the tight ends, and playing to the strengths, I believe, of this offensive line.
Hey, David, you answered a couple of my questions there that I had for the course of this interview. David Murray joining us on the Bud Light Hotline. He is with DogsBite.com, covers Mississippi State, just trying to get some answers early with all the shift in philosophy for the Bulldogs. So Mike Wright is going to be a quarterback, and he will, I mean, you say he'll have a role, and some of that will be utilizing his legs, which he is very different than Will Rogers there, so we could see how that would be a nice fit, but do you anticipate him potentially being just the all-out backup quarterback to Will Rogers?
I think he's going to be more of an alternate. And speaking of the ground game, it's also leading a different type passing play. Now, we only were able to observe two full practices before spring break, and they've just resumed camp this past week. They're only two practices in with shorter observation periods. But I will say it's also impacted the passing game because what they primarily worked on was rollout type passing, something you did not see the last 3 years at Mississippi State. Really, you didn't see much rollout under Dan Mullen or Joe Moorhead. Kevin Barbet, I've gone back and studied what he did at Appalachian State, at Central Michigan, even back at Stephen F. Austin. you can't predict what he's going to do stylistically. He's had 2,000-yard rushers. He's had a 2,000-yard rusher. He's used up to a half dozen primary receivers. He's used three primary receivers. He's used tight ends. He's not used tight ends. He takes what he has and uses it to the maximum. And watching Will Rogers work in the rollout game, one of the drills that really impressed me was they take the snap, give a straight handoff, and then a ball is pitched to them by a GA. They roll out and throw it. I am really surprised at how well Will is able to get those feet down just in time and plant them to throw a really accurate rollout pass, whether it's 5 yards across to the tight end, going down 20 yards to, say, Rufus Harvey on the sideline, or deep strikes, pylon-type strikes, 40 yards. I think the State is going to fit into this offense, at least based early on, because the contact tells you everything. When the defense can start hitting you, you can really judge. But so far, I think the offense has bought in to the variety that Barbe has bought.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So yeah. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
What about just kind of the personnel at wide receiver? I mean, we know that Jaden Wally's there. We know that Tulu's there. But is there anyone else that we're kind of unfamiliar with that we've forgotten about that might be able to kind of balance out this passing attack and spread it out evenly with their touches and looks?
Well, I want to get to one new guy who's going to, I think, have a huge impact. Now, when you see number 85 for the first time in 6 years, it's not going to be Austin Williams wearing 65. It's going to be a kid from Buchholz High School in Gainesville named Creed Whitmore. This guy is good. He can play slot. He can play split end. I think among the new kids, he has the best chance to contribute at wide receiver. Of course, you have also a transfer from junior college in Jacoby Belazar. But I'm going to tell you, the guy who has really risen to the occasion so far is Tulu Griffin. Now, Tulu, great kick returner, All-American, obviously. He hasn't been a great route runner, certainly not in the air raid system. He's gotten better, but that's been his breakdown point. He doesn't really adjust his routes well, not a great feel with quarterback. So far in spring, whether it's working the 5-10-yard patterns, crossing, staying down the hashes, he seems to be fitting into this offense, and Will seems to have a better feel for him as well, much more so than last year. Then you got Rufus Harvey, the local kid, who just makes catches in traffic. I think he works the sidelines well, but the guy I just cannot mention enough, Justin Robinson. Remember, he had the winning touchdown, of course, in the bowl game down in Tampa, the Georgia transfer. He really never got as many chances last year as I think he deserved at the split-end position. He played a lot of snaps, just didn't get a lot of balls thrown his way. He has clearly, to me, taken over as the number one receiver so far in camp. And I mentioned tight ends. You've got a converted wide receiver in Antonio Harmon. Tight ends, this kind of slot tight end position, is fitting this guy to a glove. So I think the wide receiver core, they had great variety under Mike Leach and staff. I just don't think they used it all. Now they've got the mix of explosive guys like Harvey and Griffin. They've got the good hands people like Harmon and Wally. And Justin Robinson has just raised his game to my eye.
All right, David, I want to leave you with this. We know that the offense is going to be brand new, and it's going to look very different. But you have a head coach now that was there and served as the defensive coordinator. Do you have an idea of what the role is going to look like moving forward as far as calling plays on defense, organization, things of that nature?
Well, Matt Brock, who's now the coordinator, even jokes about the fact that sometimes Zach Arnett tends to spend a little more time and a few more snaps with the defense than he does the offense. And Arnett even admitted during a drill that when there was a deflected Rodgers pass, three defensive linemen tipped it. Finally, Nate Pickering came down with it. He wanted to applaud, but he realized, oh, wait, I'm the head coach. I don't do that anymore when my defense wins a play. So there's going to be an adjustment period for Coach Arnett there, but Matt Brock has stepped in. And I'm going to tell you, bringing back David Turner, or another tour at Mississippi State, has been a great addition to the defensive line because he's inheriting guys Jaden Crumity, Nate Pickering, who I mentioned. Of course, both linebackers are returning for Matt Brock. Jet Johnson's out for spring, but he'll be back full strength in fall. The two leading SEC tacklers in Nate Watson and Jet Johnson. State's box is going to be really good on defense. Depth may be a little question. Of course, replacing a couple of defensive ends. I think the box is going to be really good. My huge question for spring and preseason is the safeties position. You graduate all three of your starters, and to be blunt, it wasn't a great group to begin with last season. They brought in, if you'll notice the transfer portal, State worked it so hard the first stage, five of the six transfers were defensive backs, including SEC defensive backs. They're working in a corner, but they're also transitioning to safety. State has got to, and I mean ultimately got to, really raise the game at safety because the front seven is going to be solid. It's what happens at the safety positions that's going to determine how good this defense can be.
David, great stuff, man. Thanks for the updates. We just had a lot of questions about how this thing's going. We haven't seen much of it, and we're interested, and you help fill in some of those gaps. We look forward to having you back again soon.
Gentlemen, good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. David Murray joining us on the Bud Light Hotline, carefully brewed with a clean, crisp taste when there's fun. Bud Light is there. David, Dogs Bite Mag is where you can follow him on Twitter.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.